We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
I like your heady, Miles.
Oh, my God.
We say hello, welcome in listeners now down in Portland. Portland's Classic Rock, 92.3 KGON. Also, our friends at Bayou 95.7 in New Orleans and Rock 95 in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Big show for you today. Big dummy on tap. Ted's Meat and Potatoes, all about the grocery store and how they trick you into buying food. And man, oh, man, did you come in on the show at a great time. Noah Sherlock is back. We'll drink a toast with the shot of the day and another round of profile this. And the game is Big Dummy. You haven't missed anything? Just coming on right now?
Comment just came in. Says, dudes, I had to look up the Abraham Lincoln sex move. Damn. Yeah, I used that as a clue. See, that we had a question. The answer was Abraham Lincoln. And as a hint, said, hey, it's also a sex move.
You just got to be prepared to shave your beard.
Yeah.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. Oh, that's right. Who is our next? That's right.
Man, just grab and rip.
I forgot.
Grab, rip, throw.
Who is our next contestant right about
Oh, I can see in Mike's reaction. He just looked it up.
Look up the Grover Cleveland Steamer next.
I've done it 10 times
today.
Hello, Dylan. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. You ready to play the big game?
Yes, I am.
All right, what's your name?
Dylan. Sorry, did you repeat that?
I said, what's your name again?
Dylan.
Dylan, sober, not sober.
Sober.
Sober, Dylan, welcome to the show. All right, Dylan. Our men's room poll, you got to pick an Easter candy. Will it be the Cadbury egg, jelly beans, Peeps, or the solid chocolate bunny?
I got to go with Peeps.
Peeps. Man, nothing on the bunny.
Really? Regular or stale?
I can go either or.
Really? It blows my mind that people want to eat Peeps, but the last thing I thought I would have to ask is fresh or stale. You know what I mean? Like, there's no other food where you say, man, well, do you want this when it's still good, or do you want it when this S is old?
I haven't had one in a number of years, but is there any difference between the yellow and the pink one?
Oh, a ton.
Okay,
it's just the color of the sugar they put on the outside.
Okay.
If you lick the bottoms, you can stick them to anything, too.
You ever microwave one?
Of course.
All right. I mean,
only by watching a cute little bird bubble up and die before your eyes. Nothing like it. All right, here's your question. How many dice are used to play the game Yahtzee?
Three?
Don't get excited.
Oh, no. Five, right?
Yeah. Five, yes, five.
I don't know. I haven't played Yahtzee in years.
Dude, I hated that game. And it's always one of those things where they needed one more person. Like, ah.
Hey, Dylan, I got a question for you. Do you like scalloped potatoes?
Yes, I do.
Do you?
See? He's not a tater hater, Marlon.
Do you like ham?
Yes.
Oh, you're really going to like Easter, then.
That might
be
news.
I like ham more than I like turkey, because turkey is tiring.
Well, it's tiring. It can be dry. You got to mix it with
ham,
crap.
The energy meat.
Hey, man, I agree with you. I'll take ham over turkey.
Yeah,
well, absolutely.
If it's fried,
if it's
a ham steak,
if it's deep fried turkey, I will take that because that's a different animal altogether.
But it's weird because in everyday life, I'll take a turkey sandwich over lunch meat,
over a ham sandwich in a heartbeat. Right?
But if I had like a holiday meat, I'd take the ham.
Without question.
Why Christmas is the best. You get the ham and the turkey.
You get a ham and a turkey for Christmas?
Hell yeah!
Really?
That's good. But the rich kids.
Grandma did. I don't.
Good point. All right, here's a question. What do you call a fat that is liquid at room temperature?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
I sure can.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you asked. What do you call a fat that is a liquid at room temperature?
I honestly don't know.
Oil?
Oil.
Oil.
What actor played Forrest's son in the movie Forrest Gump?
Oh, God, I haven't seen that movie in years. I don't know.
I don't either. I don't know.
He is the same kid that saw dead people.
Oh, Haley Joel Osment?
Yep. He even saw dead people in Forrest Gump, but he didn't want to tell Forrest.
All right, question four there, Dylan.
Question four, what city was home to the NBA's Jazz before comically moving to Utah?
Was it New Orleans?
Oh, nice work. Very good, Dylan. All right.
They had it in New Orleans, because down in New Orleans, we actually have a thing called Jazz. See how that worked?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they went to Utah.
That'd be like if the Pelicans moved to Minnesota. The Minnesota Pelicans.
Yeah.
Like, it just doesn't. Come on, Utah. I'm just saying, Jazz in Utah.
There's a number of those. There's a number of those, but that's the worst.
That is easily. And I know with animals, with these animals, I get it. But typically, when you name yourself after an animal, you're trying to sound fierce or scary, right? So we get lions, we get tigers, but the Jazz in Utah.
What about the Raptors?
In Toronto?
Yeah. That makes sense.
Well, they're dinosaurs, man.
Yeah.
But there's dinosaurs up there. Though.
Were there?
Oh, yeah.
There were dinosaurs, but were the Raptors there?
Right, the Raptor.
Wow, I don't know.
Okay.
I feel like there's real lions in Detroit.
I bet you if you go to the zoo, you'll find a lion before you find a raptor.
There's a lion in the Detroit
zoo. I am aboard on that.
I rest my case.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA, who's our next contestant ready to play the big game.
But I would pay a lot for the zoo that had a raptor.
I'd pay a hell of a lot more. Hello, Josiah. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Josiah. You sober or not sober?
I am sober.
All right, Josiah. Men's room poll today. It's all about the terrible Easter candy. Pick one to eat. Cadbury egg, jelly beans, peeps, or a solid chocolate bunny?
Well, are they the Jelly Belly jelly beans, or are they just the off-brand jelly beans?
That's good, jelly beans.
Jelly Belly. We'll get you the good ones.
Oh, then Jelly Belly all the way.
All right.
Quick
love
comment.
Those jelly beans.
You do?
Okay, don't get weird about it, man.
Oh, yeah.
You got your answer. Let's move on.
Right.
Oh, my God, guys, I looked up to Abraham Lincoln. I hope my husband never tries that on me. I don't think he will. I think you're safe. All right, here's your first question. What original song from Titanic won an Oscar in 1997?
I've never seen the movie.
Oh, consider yourself lucky. Spoiler alert, the ship sinks.
Why did you choose not to watch this movie, Josiah?
Because it's like 2.5 hours long and okay. It's boring.
I get a feeling 2.5 hours is a bit much for him.
What do you like on cocaine?
He is on cocaine.
Is it just like a normal person?
No, it's pretty fast paced and upbeat and kind of normal. Depends on how much I do.
All right, okay. Because it just seems like if you were on cocaine, you would seem to be normal. Like it would level you out. You know what I mean? Because you're already more.
I was prescribed like Ritalin and Adderall when I was younger, and I took quite a bit of that. My tolerance just grew up.
Surprise.
I wonder why they thought you needed an upper.
I can't imagine. Sound perfectly fine to me. All right, here's a question. How many holes are in a standard Ritz cracker?
Oh, wait, I'm going to have to draw this.
I got this one. My kids eat Ritz all the time.
Not.
I did. My kids eat Ritz all the time, and I always steal one after I open the bag for them.
I'd say 12.
Is there one in the middle? Seven?
Seven.
Oh! Know your Ritz. See? That's right.
Put that on your dating profile.
God, they're good. They're so good.
You get the little tiny packs?
No.
Yeah, sort of. I guess. Yeah, it's a sleeve.
Is Ritz is better than the club, right?
I believe so. That's just me.
Yeah.
All right, your question. I get the feeling you might know the answer to this. Which element is third on the periodic table?
Argon?
Algonia.
Based on the fact you were prescribed Ritalin and all that, when I was growing up, to put kids on lithium.
I lived in a building where there was a guy that took a lot of lithium, and he would, like, snort it, and then he would drive his car around the garage.
Okay, the kids that went to school with it, nothing
the underground
like that.
Garage or the upstairs garage?
The underground garage.
So he would snort lithium and then go and ride his car?
And drive his car, just like, back and forth, back and forth.
Huh.
Yeah. Okay.
They called the cops. They threw him out.
Is lithium speed or what is it?
I don't know. You know what? Maybe that's just a myth in the building. They were like, I heard he was snorting lithium.
Yeah. All right. Straight out of the phone battery. All right, your question. In the Marvel Comics world, who has an assistant named Pepper Potts?
That would be Iron Man.
All right, Joe. Well done. You take care of yourself.
Well
good talking
done,
to you.
Man, oh man.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
I do feel good that we inspire such excitement. Clearly. Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola.
Hola. Hola.
Brandon, you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober. Brandon, welcome to the show. Our men's room poll is dealing with Easter candy. You got to pick one to eat. Will it be the Cadbury cream egg, the jelly beans, Peeps, or the solid chocolate bunny?
Gotta be the bunny.
Going with the bunny?
Got one every Easter from my grandpa.
Oh, yeah. Do you prefer the solid one or the hollow chocolate bunny?
Solid one. Get more chocolate that way.
Okay.
Two quick things. I got a quick education here. It says, hey, Thrill, they have Pelicans in Minnesota. Lots of Pelicans. So the Pelicans would be a fine name for a Minnesota basketball team.
Huh.
So let's switch
all the lakes.
Okay, there you go, man. I stand corrected. And then they add, as far as the sex moves go, it just says, look up the Adele. Hello from the other side. So I can only imagine.
Now.
Come on, Adele. Adele. Come on.
The Adele.
The Adele.
What's in that face? I'm out of looking up these things.
It just says, hello from the other side.
I mean, the most famous one was a popular song that even children liked. Superman.
Oh, no. See, now I have to look it up.
I'm looking it up. Don't worry.
None of that song.
Adele.
Like Superman, that hoe.
Most people never knew. There was a whole dance to it, and they talked about it. Most people had no idea what he was talking about.
The Adele.
They put it in Justice League. All right.
When you put one finger.
Yeah, you gotta read this. Look at this.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus, Brandon. We're back.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I know I'm looking up like at home.
Yeah, you are.
Jeez, a whiz.
Heineken beer originated in what country?
Oh, you know this.
Heineken.
Made.
I want to go to Germany.
Oh, it's Holland.
Yep, Netherlands.
Gotta get one more quick before the break.
Yeah, let's throw another one in there. What city serves as the capital of Northern Ireland?
Northern Ireland? Ugh.
You know
I couldn't even tell you the capital of Ireland.
Hello.
Northern Dublin.
Northern Dublin.
Belfast?
Belfast.
Belfast. Right to hold the line. More of Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Hey, Jeff, coming up, 10 Sweet Potatoes. How the grocery stores trick you into buying food like terrible scalloped potatoes. Coming up with the head chef and 10 Sweet Potatoes. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. Who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Wait, do we still have someone on the line?
Oh, do we? Oh, yeah, I believe we got Brandon still on the line.
Brandon,
yeah.
Okay, yeah. Good. Hello, Brandon. Welcome back to the men's
Brandon,
room.
I think you're on question number three at this point.
Hello.
Oh,
I am.
Okay.
All right, well, here is your question. What three animals are mentioned in Dr. Seuss's literary classic, Green Eggs and Ham?
All right, so...
He won't eat green eggs and ham.
Incidentally, that is a long, long, long book.
I hated reading that book to my kids, man, because it never ends.
It's like 125 pages.
Because every time he says, hey, man, try green eggs and ham, he says, I won't do it, which is fine. But then he repeats every single thing that he will, like all the conditions he will not eat them under. So you got a mouse.
All right. So, yeah, mouse, ox.
Come on, you're right there. You got two out of three. I will not eat them with the mouse. I will not eat them in the house.
Is it a goat?
Oh, nice work.
Miles, in case you forgot, he will not eat them in a house, and he will not eat them with a mouse. He will not eat them with a fox. I don't know what he does to rhyme with fox. And he will not eat them in a boat, and he will not eat them with a goat. He will not eat green eggs and ham.
Not my favorite.
He will not eat them, Sam I Am.
I was into Mr. Brown Can Moo Can You.
I don't know that one.
Oh, that's one of the literary classics of all time.
Mr. Brown Can Moo.
Can you?
Sounds good. Mm-hmm. Sounds
so Game good. Is Big Dummy, 844-999 Ola.
Hello, Sarah. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hello, Sarah.
Hi.
Hi. Ola. Hi, Sarah. Are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Not sober, Sarah. So that means Sarah with an A.
With an H.
Oh. Well, that's a little naughty for a Sarah with an H to be messed up. All right, Sarah with an H. Men's room poll. Pick one Easter candy. Will it be the Cadbury egg, jelly beans, peeps, or a solid chocolate bunny?
I gotta go with the Cadbury egg.
The Cadbury egg.
I like you. I'm just saying. All right, here is a... here's your question. Other than a hunched back, what other disability did Quasimodo suffer in The Hunchback of Notre Dame?
I don't know.
I didn't know either. I thought it was bad. Like, they even call him the Hunchback. It's like, oh, no.
Right?
There's more wrong.
Was he blind in one eye?
He was deaf.
Oh.
What?
Oh.
That's probably why I didn't hear the rake the cathedral of the place wouldn't have caught on fire.
If he'd just done that. If he'd just done that one thing.
Rake the cathedral. Rake it.
The Hunchbacks cannot rake. All right, here is your question. What Fortune 500 company is named after a character in Moby Dick?
The Captain?
Yes, that big Fortune 500 company, The Captain. Starbucks.
Oh. Who is Starbucks in Moby Dick?
Starbuck. Right. And I'm not sure. This is one of the characters. I don't know.
All right. I don't know. Sarah, what got you messed up today? You smoke a little wacky weed?
Yeah, a little
wee. Are you on a landline phone?
Cell phone.
All right. Okay. It's making this weird whistling noise. I'm wondering what's going on.
It's the air flowing from one side to the other. What was the first woman? Who was the first woman to be appointed a U.S. Supreme Court justice?
Oh, I have no idea.
Is O'Connor?
Yes, Sandra Day O'Connor.
Question four, Sarah.
Originally, she was in the band Sandra Day and the Pips. They decided on a darker theme, went with Gladys Knight.
Sounds like you're doing, like, Morse in the background. Like
she
needs
help.
Contacting a ship overseas. Or, like, when you turn into one of those really weird channels on, a shortwave dial, and it's all, like, naval crap.
And you have no idea what you're talking
about. Is that
better?
No.
Yeah. All right, here's a question. What McDonald's item is known as Le Royale in France?
The quarter pounder.
All right.
Nice.
There you
well
go.
Well done.
Right in the wheelhouse. Very good. Game is up. Big Dummy, 844-999 Ola, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Jerry. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Breathe whiskey and winches.
Hello, Jerry.
Hello, Jerry.
Jerry, what's going on? Jerry, sober, not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Jerry. All right, Jerry, men's room poll. Pick one Easter candy. Will it be the Cadbury egg with a cream
that's
in the middle?
It's solid chocolate.
Solid chocolate bunny it is for the win.
That's the only flavor that to me is remotely delicious.
Yeah, but have you ever really tried to eat one of those, man?
Do you like white chocolate?
Yeah, the only problem with the solid bunny is that it's so hard to eat.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Could, very, very carefully zap it in the microwave, soften it.
Okay, well, we picked the solid chocolate bunny because we have so many listeners that don't have teeth.
That is a good point. They just got to suck on it.
Oh, yeah.
And when you say you're sucking on a bunny, people get the wrong
that
idea.
That reminds me of a parody of a Christmas novelty song. All I want for Christmas is my upper plate.
It's the older version.
I see.
Yep.
Here's your question. What is the last event in a decathlon?
Oh, the last thing. It's the javelin toss.
Marathon?
1,500 meters.
Which is what?
That would be the metric mile. It's 15 sixteenths of a mile.
So that's one, though. Just 1 mile. Okay.
Somewhere around. I don't know.
You'd think they'd do the marathon last, because that seems like the longest ride, because that would be the one that would knock you out?
I would think so, yeah.
Isn't that what they do with triathlons, too?
Yeah, the run's the last.
Yeah.
Is it last?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, right. All right, here's your question. What U.S. city is mentioned in the first line of the Bob Seger song, Turn the Page?
Oh. Yep.
Omaha?
East of Omaha.
Just east of Omaha.
Has anyone ever told you talk a little bit like Sean Connery? Just a little bit.
Nobody mentioned that I sound like him.
All right. Just a wee bit.
Say, oh, shut up.
Oh, shut up.
I dig it.
All right.
Not bad.
It's like Sean's here.
It's like Sean's with us. All right, your question. In what mountain range is Camp David?
Appalachian.
Very good. Hasn't been visited in years.
Who's the David?
David who invented the camp? He's probably like a Boy Scout.
It's Camp David. I feel like we should know who the David is. It's not just some random day. It's not like if your name's David, you're suddenly special because there's a Camp David. Like, why didn't I make that a big dummy question? Now that I'm asking you.
I don't know.
That's a great question. I'm like, was there a president whose first name was Dave?
Was there a Dave?
Last name David. It's got to be. You're always named after your last name.
They just like Michelangelo's art.
Camp David received its present name from Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Oh, I was going to guess that.
In honor of his father and grandson, both named David.
Oh, okay. Well, now we know. Okay.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Dude, it's weird. I know what the general area it is. You probably do too, Miles.
Yeah, it's kind of up near where I used to live.
Yeah.
But you don't know where it is.
Thank you.
Right, exactly. Like, it's somewhere near 83, maybe, or 81, but
you know it's somewhere in there, and if you just get close enough, a car will pull up next to you.
And you'll see a lot of military escorting cars to the area, but you just see them go past, and you don't know where they're going.
Yeah.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
I'm just trying to go up there and ski on some of that sweet man-made snow.
And then, oddly enough, right outside of D.C., if you're looking for the NSA, look for the largest sign on the road that will point you directly to where they're located.
Mm-hmm.
Never understood that. Hello, Wynette. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola, bitches.
Hola. Wynette, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober, still at work.
All right.
How come sober people always sound so unhappy?
Because we would rather not be sober.
Okay. Wynette, men's room poll, pick an Easter candy. Cadbury egg, jelly beans, peeps, or a solid chocolate bunny?
Jelly beans.
Hey, with a name like Wynette, does that automatically mean you have to like country music?
No, absolutely not, because I was named after the truck driver's wife and Smokey and the Bandit.
Well, of course you were.
Well, I was
that
close.
Would take us back to country music.
I was named after the truck driver's wife on
from Smokey and the Bandit.
Don't get too deep.
But it's better than Tammy Wynette.
And they're both pretty country.
Right, I mean, they both lean in the same direction. But okay, we feel you. And by the way, someone says, a genius says, the marathon is not part of the decathlon.
What, is it half marathon? I thought there was a big run that you did.
He said it was the mile, the metric mile.
Yeah, the metric mile.
Mm-hmm.
Then we said marathon.
I thought it was a marathon or some kind of half marathon.
He's a genius says it's not part of it.
Of course I don't know anything about that thing. It's like, you know, 10 different things.
I remember I wanted to call someone a genius, and I'm all hostile, and I realize I misspelled genius. I'm like, I cannot send that. You cannot send it when you misspell genius. All right, here is your question. It's multiple choice, just in time for Halloween. Just in case we do this as a repeat, no one knows what holiday it'll be around. So just in time for Halloween, which is just passed, the term trick-or-treat, is it from England, Germany, Poland, or Canada?
England?
I'm going to go Canada.
Poland.
Canada.
Oh, here.
Because they have a sense of humor.
Is that a sense of humor or a threat?
It's a trick.
Under any other circumstance, if someone says I'm nervous,
look,
right?
Your car's toilet paper. Trick.
Yeah, that's not good. All right, I'm going to give you another multiple choice.
Okay.
Chris Angel, David Copperfield, or Penn Jillette?
What's the creepiest?
One of these three, well, that's exactly it. One of the three of them has a patent for a hot tub with jets strategically placed to stimulate the ladies underwater. It's honest to God truth. It's never been manufactured, but he has the prototype in his home.
David Copperfield. It's got to be Copperfield. You know what I mean?
I think Chris Angel.
Yep.
Oh.
You think it's the mind freak?
No. It's an I Have an Island, Come Down, Ladies freak.
It's not him.
Oh, it's not Copperfield?
Penn Jillette.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
You don't smell the creepy on him, man. Come on.
I smell the creepy on all of them.
Oh, dear.
Mm-hmm. Come on down to Vegas. Why do you think I lost weight so someone else can get in the tub with me?
All right. There is your, here's your question. How many players are there in a standard polo team? Tell me.
I have no idea.
That's the correct answer.
Five?
Four.
Four. Like four dudes on a polo team?
And four horses, man.
Yeah, but there are eight in the water. So, like, it seems like a lot when you look at it.
All right, here's your question. As of last year, what is the best-selling video game console of all time?
Xbox?
Atari.
Oh, dear.
PlayStation 2.
All right.
Oh.
Isn't Sony supposed to come out with a new PlayStation?
Well, I guess if anyone does, it'll be them, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's supposed to be like the stuff, you know what I mean?
But you gotta say that. You can't say, hey, we're coming out with a new system, and it's okay. I mean, it's not nearly as cool as the one you have. Of course they're gonna tell you it's the greatest thing. The new iPhone 15, it's all right.
It fits in your pocket now.
All right, here is your question. Where on a chicken would you find the waddle?
On the head? Neck?
Yeah,
there you go.
Chin, neck, whatever.
I knew you know a question about chickens, why not?
My waddle's in a different place.
It was named after the truck driver's wife in Smokey and the Bandit.
But nothing country.
Well, at least you know where you got your name. You know what I'm saying? Like, that you got that specific... Because you might have been named after someone, but you don't know specifically who your parents were thinking of.
Sure.
At that time?
Yeah. You know what we missed? It's like, but wait. It's like, she told us that. And now that I'm thinking about it, like... Why did they name you after her from Smokey and the Bandit?
Was she an inspirational character? You
know, I'm assuming they really liked that movie.
Yeah.
So it must have been that, like, it probably seemed cool. People do that. They name their kids after things, but, like...
You could have named your kid Jackie, cool. though. Even as a girl, you could have named her Jackie. Jackie Gleason's role was hilarious in that movie.
Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying there's certain, like...
Right, when Twilight came out, everyone Bella. There's a million Bellas.
Right, and the kid will like it when she's a little kid or a little boy because you like things your parents like. But when they get to about 14 and they don't like you.
Yeah, think about those four kids named Jar Jar.
It's Linda McClure played Wynette.
Linda McClure.
Linda McClure.
Pull up her picture. I have no idea.
She's not even famous enough to have a picture.
They don't even have a picture of Linda McClure from Smokey and the Bandit.
She's just known from Smokey and the Bandit and Cannonball Run and Hooper.
So all Burt Reynolds.
It looks like she probably was having sex with Burt Reynolds the entire time.
His mustache smelled like her lady bits.
Make sure she comes over. Big Dummy is the game, 844-999. Hola.
Hello, Daniel. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hello, Daniel.
Daniel.
Hello.
Hola. Hola. Daniel, sober, not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Daniel, welcome to the show. All right, man, we're doing the Easter candy thing for our men's room poll. Is it going to be the Cadbury egg, the jelly beans, the Peeps, or the solid chocolate bunny?
Peeps. Gotta be Peeps.
Gotta be Peeps. Now, again, fresh or stale?
Stale, I think.
Good Lord. Yeah, man. The fact that people even think about it, there is no other food really, please, where this many people would say, well, if you could let them sit around for another 2 weeks, I'll consider buying these from you. What else for people? There are people that
Thanksgiving stuffing. Technically, you got to stale that bread out before you make it.
Or toast it.
But people don't want the handfuls of the dry bread.
What's that?
But they don't want the handfuls of the dry bread because it's just an ingredient.
All right.
It's not like you just want stale stuffing. You just want stale bread in the stuffing. You know what I'm saying? Like Peeps as a whole, as a collective, as it is presented for you to eat, is the only food I can think of where people are more than happy to just let it sit. Put it in the sun, in the windowsill. I'll wait. All right, here is your question. What do you get when you add fresh fruit to red wine?
Oh. Sangria?
All right.
That's nice.
Sangria.
I had no idea because I don't eat fruit and I don't drink wine.
What is the appropriate time to have a sangria? Is it a brunch thing? Is it a...
I will tell you, I've only had it a couple times in my life. One time I was in Laguna Beach. I said, that sangria looks good. I wouldn't normally order that. And the guy goes, you're in Laguna Beach, bro. Like, just order the sangria.
Okay.
Like, he's like, if you're going to drink it on this rooftop deck, this is the time to drink
it. You know what? That's a strong
That does sound
And, like,
good.
The giant wine glass.
Was it good?
What kind of fruit did they put in there?
There's like some berries,
right.
A couple grapes.
Okay.
It's so honestly, sophisticated.
I had two drinks and one appetizer. So four drinks total with the girl. And it was like $120. So I said, we're getting the hell out of here.
Wow.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Hey, by the way, Miles, real quick, says Penn Jillette actually has a BDSM dungeon in his house, saw it on MTV Cribs. I'm not surprised by that at all. Just think about what you know of the guy, hear him do interview. Like, I like him fine. I'm not shocked by that at all. Like, yeah, you're the guy that would have a BDSM dungeon.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
So he forces his partner to learn new tricks. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy! Joe, are you there?
Hello, Joe.
Joe, are you there? Hey, Joey.
Joe is gone. Hello, Terrell. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Terrell, sober, not sober.
I'm super sober.
All right. Men's room poll. Pick an Easter candy. Will it be the Cadbury egg, jelly beans, peeps, or the solid chocolate bunny?
Chocolate bunny.
Chocolate bunny it is.
I think secretly he's hitting on me. I feel you. All right, Terrell, here is your question. It's multiple choice.
All right.
Avian flu in China led to price hikes in what sporting equipment back in 2006? Was it badminton birdies, cricket bats, or wiffle balls? This is honestly God's truth. I don't understand the connection, but the avian flu in China led to price hikes in what piece of sporting equipment? It's either badminton birdies, cricket bats, or wiffle balls.
Ooh, they play a lot of baseball, so I'll go with, like, wiffle ball.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. The correct answer would be badminton.
Badminton.
Yeah, badminton's huge over there.
All right, Terrell, hold the line. More Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Head Chef Gordo, 10 Speed of Potatoes, how the grocery stores trick you into buying food. Coming up with the head chef. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy. 844-999-OLA, if you'd like to be a contestant. We've got Terrell on the line working on question two.
Welcome back to the program, Terrell.
Thank you.
All right, here is your question. What U.S. city was nicknamed the Paris of the West? Are you deflating or having an orgasm?
Let's go. Oh, man. Paris of the West.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go New York.
New Orleans?
San Francisco.
Oh, all right.
That's fair. There's a lot of good food in that town.
There you go.
And it's super expensive. And some of the people are not nice.
Trevor Bryant, did you see the San Francisco human poop map that someone
it's
made?
Unbelievable.
All right, so they went around, and I guess, you know, as they know, homelessness is out of control there because you can't, like, afford to live there. But they did a thing because people are pooping everywhere. They're just popping a squat. People are getting sick of it. So some people went out. This is honestly God's truth. Some people went out, and they were assigned to see where this is happening the most, and they made a map. And we clicked on this map yesterday, and basically the entire city was under a cloud of poop.
That's terrible.
No neighborhood was worse than the other. Like, if you're in San Fran, poop anywhere you want. All right, your next question. What city is host to the North American International Auto Show?
Detroit.
Okay.
That adds up.
Good job.
It does. I guess Vegas. I realize how I screwed it up. I'm like, ah, damn it.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Skyler. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hola.
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 Skyler, are you on team not sober or team sober?
Way not sober.
Way not sober for Skyler. All right, Skyler. Our men's room poll. Pick one of these Easter candies. Will it be the Cadbury egg, the jelly beans, peeps, or a solid chocolate bunny?
Peep.
Peeps it is.
Peep.
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 Skyler, what are you doing there? Are you drunk or are you stoned?
Drinking the men's room reds, baby.
All right. Yeah, good for you. Benefiting our fisher houses. Thank you for doing that.
We're going to make you our spokesman.
Yeah.
I like it. That'll be the entire commercial.
Yeah.
I like it. Peep. Peep. All right, here's your question. This is a multiple choice question, and this is sad but true. There's actually a phobia called consecutaliaphobia, and it is the fear of chopsticks, sporks, or grapefruit spoons. One of those three things, consecutaliaphobia. It is a fear of chopsticks, sporks, or grapefruit spoons.
Let's go sports.
I'm going to go chopsticks just based on the fear that you don't know how to use them.
Chopsticks.
Yeah.
I wonder if you do suffer from this condition, if someone plays chopsticks on the piano, does it bother you?
No.
Okay.
I think it's the fear of using the utensil and not being able to get food in your mouth.
See, I don't know because I didn't look it up. I think it's just the fear of chopsticks.
Yeah.
Like I prefer the chopsticks if they're available.
Now I can use them.
I'm in a place that normally you use chopsticks.
Like McDonald's, like that. Arby's.
Every fry. That would be weird to sit in a McDonald's, eat with chopsticks, and just see what people's reaction is.
I think they would just stare at you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it depends where. On the East Coast, you'd be like, oh, look at homeboy. All right, here's your question. In the movie Jumanji, what number do kids have to roll to free Robin Williams from the game?
Can you restate the question?
I sure can. In the movie Jumanji, what number did the kids have to roll to free Robin Williams from the game?
Ooh. Seven?
A lot of help you'd have been. Five or eight? I'm rather just asking this next question for Ted. What was the title of Hootie and the Blowfish's 1995 debut album?
One of the greatest albums ever made. Top to bottom.
Pufferfish?
Crack Rear View.
That's right, Crack Rear View.
If you doubt me, put it on. You're welcome. Seriously, man, you let that baby roll.
Do you have that at home?
Now.
Yeah.
It's on a playlist, though.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, right.
I just don't own CDs. I thought that's what you were asking.
We're old. We forget. Like, dude, I have a playlist. Understand? Takes up less space, you know. Things like that. I don't have to move it from place to place. Like, I don't need boxes, old man. All right? I'm just trying to be nice. We call it a playlist now.
Jesse, I feel weird when people are like, here, take our CD. I can't play it.
Yeah, like, and do what with it?
Yeah.
Like, if it's not a Coke mirror, it means nothing. All right, here is your question. The clavicle is better known as which bone?
Skylar, are you there?
That question was for you. The clavicle.
Yeah, I thought you were talking to Ted.
No, the clavicle. The clavicle is better known as which bone?
Ooh, heel bone?
Collarbone?
Collarbone.
Is question five.
Is there an instrument called the clavicle, or am I imagining?
I don't think so. I mean,
I'm going to get this one here.
Sure you are. I bet you $5 you will. $5?
I got $5.
I'll drink
a
men's room if I don't.
I got $5 that you can't get this one right.
Don't use our beer as a punishment. It should be a celebratory thing.
Next time I see you, I'll give you $5 if you get this question right.
All right?
Right on.
But next time you see me, once you get this wrong, you owe me $5.
Now he won't show up at any events if he gets it wrong.
That's why I'm saying.
I have faith in him. He's going to get this right.
All right. Here is your question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Sorry.
Wow.
Just hang on the line there.
Yeah,
hang
put the $5 the back in your wallet for a second. You're going to need it here momentarily. More of Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999. Ola, also the head chef on the way. Ted's meat and potatoes. How grocery stores trick you into buying food. That's all coming up here in minutes.
Shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.